Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3! Good luck! Good luck! I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor? He said, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I on the American Voice Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. We have a great show lined up. We're going to be talking about blood cell redesign, because that's what modern medicine is doing with blood cells these days. And we're going to cover that because they want to, Frank, they want to take your blood cells and turn it into an upsky, you know, a delivery. They want to use it to deliver drugs to certain areas of the body. So we're going to cover that. And we have a craft report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are, like me, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time it grows short. And today's devotional is in 1 Corinthians 16. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, and be like strong men. And Jeremiah 1, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. That's right. Be bold. The righteous are as bold as lions, right? So seek the Lord's face, mind the time. That's what I say. Spend that time with the Lord. It's never time you'll ever regret spending. And it draws you near to him. Have a relationship with the Holy One of Israel. Prince of Peace. Ancient of Days. That's what I say. All right? And yes. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. I get my notes all organized over here. Here's a study. Study published in Current Developments of Nutrition Journal. Researchers at Rush University found that the elderly people who consumed high amounts of strawberries less likely to develop Alzheimer's or dementia. So they were observing about 925 residents from retirement communities in the Chicago area, and they followed them for about 6 years. And this is part of the Rush University Memory Aging Project. So out of the 925 residents, 245 of them did develop Alzheimer's. Now, the participants in the study, all dementia-free at the baseline when they started, they were also asked to complete food frequency questionnaires and also get two annual neurological evaluations through this six-year course. Now, the researchers also noted about 680 participants did not develop Alzheimer's dementia over that course of 6 years, and they think it was linked to the frequency of consumption of strawberries. Compounds found in strawberries have been identified in some other studies having a lot of antioxidants, anti-inflammatory benefits that can also improve neurological function and cognition. So, you know, specific compounds like vitamin C and flavonoids, they seem to be associated with lowering the risk of dementia. All right. Strawberries. Who knew, right? They're good, too. Everybody loves those. Hopefully you're not allergic. Moving along in the quack report. Here's a study that says, don't cut out all salt. Of course, you know, make sure you get the right kind of salt, a whole salt that has the minerals still in it, not an over-processed salt that's just sodium chloride. So here's a study. And they said a team of researchers suggested that getting some amounts of salt in the diet has a benefit, particularly when it comes to fighting off cancer. So they said if you have an excessively high salt intake, not good. Promotes, they say, immune system initiation, a lot of inflammation. But when you get the right amount of salt and the right kind of salt, trials are saying that it inhibits tumor growth, so helps fight things like cancer. So, well, see, minerals, we're just a pile of minerals when you take the water away, so it makes sense that, you know, we need minerals and we need to replenish them, and one way to do that is with a whole food salt, and that's a sun-dried ocean salt, and it hasn't been processed and everything removed from it. So they're cardiovascular-friendly minerals, so it's not going to give you hypertension when you get a salt that still has the nutrition in it. Who knew that, right? Well, me. Now you. All right, last but not least in the quack report, if you spend at least 2 hours a day No, per week, it says here. I like the two-hour-a-day thing better, though. But it says 2 hours a week in nature improves your psychological health, well-being, according to a study. Scientific Reports is saying that get at least 2 hours per week in immersing yourself in nature, and it supports your immune system, your psychological, cognitive thought processes. So 120 minutes in nature per week is the what they want to see people doing. Now they watched this. This is survey data out of England. 20,000 people participated. Asked people about their weekly contact with nature. Findings showed that it really didn't matter if they spent 2 hours in nature in a single day or if they spread it out over a course of several visits. So the reports showed that if you spend as little as 17 minutes a day in nature, it has noticeable positive impact over one's overall health. So they said anything would do. Small wooded area, walking along the beach, doesn't have to be anything, you know, huge. Even if you don't live near the beach or the mountains, just, you know, a dog park will do, where it's just, you know, trees and dogs and grass, yeah. So, helps lift the mood and get you out of the depression. So nature, folks, it's good for you. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we are probably going to get some input from Frank along this segment of the show. We're going to talk about blood cell redesigned, because science is redesigning the function of blood cells into delivery vehicles for delivering drugs throughout the body. So our red blood cells, though, were created by God to carry out a function of delivering oxygen and nutrition to the body's tissues, and also to remove carbon dioxide and other waste byproducts from tissues. So it's a continuous cycle that the blood has of delivering oxygen and nutrition and detoxifying the body. However, the scientists at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, have decided to modify the red blood cells in order that the cells, you know, main purpose be, hey, deliver drugs throughout the body. That's what we want you to do. No protein, no oxygen, but just photochemicals or petrochemicals, I should say. So we're told this will revolutionize drug therapies, where the use of the blood cell will target infections and even critical diseases like cancer. Well, I thought that was the immune system's job, you know? Anyway, while the red blood cells are busy delivering drugs, what do you suppose is going to be doing the oxygen delivery and the protein delivery to the cells? Good question. All good. We're going to find out in this report. Okay, so this is new research, according to a report, just came out this month. They modified the red blood cells. They're going to be instructed to circulate drugs around the body from a few weeks to 3 months at a time. So their mission is to also seek out targets like bacteria, tumors, and even your organs could be a target of drug therapy. So the research was published in the January 2020 Journal of Advanced Biosystems. And these modified red blood cells have gotten the nickname superhuman red blood cells. Now, scientists at McMaster University claim their work has perfected the red blood cell. That's what they're saying. And it's also undetectable by the human immune system. So they're boasting their new red blood cells carry out their duty in stealth perfection. Here's a quote from Michael Reinstadler with the Department of Physics and Astronomy at McMaster University, who says, boldly, "We call these superhuman red blood cells, and we think they could work as the perfect stealth drug carrier, which can outsmart our immune system," end of quote. Well, how did they do this? Well, sort of like cracking an egg. They kind of cracked the blood cell. So according to the research, how they're redesigning these red blood cells is a procedure to make what is called a cell hybrid. So the red blood cells look like normal red blood cells, but its inside surface is kind of, outside surface is made sticky. So here's how it's done. They crack open the blood cell, and they modify the outer cell wall. And they replace the outer cell wall with a drug molecule that will inject drugs into the body. The outer cell layer is sticky in order for it to attach to, let's say, bacteria. And then the cell is a combination of synthetic material and biological material, creating a new cell, synthetic substance, and drug molecules are hidden inside this cell, and that's how they escape the immune system detection. So the blood cell looks normal to the immune system. It's supposed to be there. Here is another quote from the folks on the team at McMaster. This is from Sebastian Himbert. He says, the entire process is very efficient, and it can be completed in one day in a lab, end of quote. So the scientists are claiming this procedure to modify red blood cells will make drug delivery to target areas of the body more efficient, reduce drug side effects, and potentially fix the bacteria drug-resistant problem. So this research has showed that the thickness of the red blood cells' membranes can be adjusted, as well as the blood lipids, and their orientation gets changed on those types of changes. So by, let's say, adding another lipid, like phosphatidylcholine lipid, add that to the blood cell, it changes the cell's behavior. And drug molecules can be added to the hybrid lipocomes, and they can just, you know, program it, basically. That's what they're doing with the lipids there. But you know what? I was reading this report here, Frank, and there's a couple things they didn't answer. What's really interesting about the research is it didn't address, let's say, side effects. You know, does this produce side effects? Or what's the long-term side effects of this type of process? And it didn't answer important questions for me, such as how many cells were used in the treatment, and can these cells influence the normal red blood cells, right? Didn't answer if the hybrid blood cells die just like the normal red blood cells. Also, will these hybrid sticky cells stick to each other or to other normal red blood cells and then cause a clotting risk? That's the first thing that stuck in my head when it said the outside was sticky. It also didn't answer, should patients that get this redesigned blood cell therapy be prevented from donating blood? What do you think? I think probably so. I mean, you know, seriously. Because if they've got little blood cells with drugs in them and they donate blood and you get those put in your body and you don't need that drug, I think that's a problem. Also, the other thing they didn't answer, how do these redesigned blood cells react to things like radiation? So when you go to the dentist, or you go to the chiropractor, or you just go to your regular general practitioner and get an x-ray because they think you broke your collarbone, how do those blood cells react to that? Also, will bacteria learn to hide inside these redesigned cells after they've delivered their drug so they can avoid immune system detection? Then the bacteria is kind of like, you know, got a cloak ride around the body, and they can just pop off wherever they want. And what happens if the redesigned cells cannot reach its target to deliver their drug? How is the drug removed then? See, those questions weren't answered, Frank. That kind of bothers me. Now, according to the November 2016 report, this is a little while back, the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health were discussing research on redesigning red blood cells for drug delivery. And they reported that, in theory, it works, and that the other cells or systems of the body shouldn't interfere with the new hybrid blood cells, in theory. Let's see. Here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They say, furthermore, naive red blood cells circulating in the bloodstream influence behavior in interaction with target and non-target cells of carriers that do not, or at least are not supposed to, interact with normal red blood cells. It works in the lab environment. How modified red blood cells as drug carriers present a complex regulatory challenge. I'll say, like the blood donation thing, right? They go on to say, the key issue with redesigning red blood cells as drug carriers is to avoid damage by cross-linking cell membranes or other mechanisms associated with an excessive coupling of the therapeutic molecules on the red blood cell surface. Undesirable or unintended outcomes can become an issue working with components of blood and other accessible vascular targets. Yeah, see, what we forget is, notice they're saying red blood cells. There's a cell in the blood. Your blood has living tissue in it. So really, when you get a blood transfusion, you're really, in a sense, getting an organ transplant. So, it's not just blood, the way most people think of blood. This is living tissue we're talking about. And what about the cost? Take a guess, Frank. You want to take a guess? If they, or Frank, if you, I hope they don't modify your red blood cells, Frank. But if they did, and you get a bill, what do you think that bill's going to say? Frank says, I'm not getting any bill because I'm not going. Well, normal red blood cells are, you know, donated when people, you know, give blood. And then the hospitals have the blood. Donated blood is about $2,000 per unit. So the cost of redesigning red blood cells with drug payloads in them, well, it hasn't been discussed in the research reports. Doesn't mention the expense. Even if it, let's say it's the patient's own blood cells that they redesign, and then they, you know, insert it or lace it with drug therapy, it's going to exceed that $2,000 unit mark. It's most likely going to be about $10,000 to $20,000 range. See? Because they got to spend a whole day in the lab, see? Redesigning your blood cell. And this is a risky business because drugs all by themselves provide enough risk, but add the redesigning of your blood cells, which may work in theory in the lab, but who knows what could go wrong when they get inside the human body. So changing the design of what God provided us is an even bigger risk, and always weigh the costs and include the unknown in your assessment whenever you're discussing new therapies like that. So healthy blood brings healing to the body, and lifestyle is a choice, and so is deciding what form of medicine you're going to use. So I prefer the natural kind of medicine, you know, the kind God promises is going to work. So cleansing away toxins and super infusing nutrition into the system, that's what medicinal herbs do. So scientific medicine really can't replicate that. Now, if you want to learn how to utilize the herbs for natural healing, I'll call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organ cleanses and immune-boosting herb formulas to help protect what God already gave you. There's blood-cleansing herbs in there. So give them a call. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, they do have a free catalog. If you want their product catalog, just request it either over their phone or through their website. You can download their catalog from there as well. So definitely got tools and instructions on how to use, which will really benefit you and your family. and protect what, you know, organs you have, so you don't have to have replacements and redesigning. You know, and we're not talking about redesigning a room here. We're talking about your blood cells. I can't believe people would even go for something like that. Nope. Not me. All right. We got some neat things here on digestive enzymes, because I got a call this week. And we're going to just kind of recap a little bit of that, a little snippet of digestive enzymes, because we're going to take a break here in a few minutes. But we'll start our digestive enzyme area here. If you go to the grocery store, there's all kinds of probiotics, yogurts, everything that, you know, tend to be promoted for digestive health. So one of the products, a lot of attention is Activia. And it is supposed to be a special type of yogurt to help fix digestive ills, things like diarrhea, bloating, stomach upset, cramping, constipation even. So we're gonna look at this Activia real close, because people don't stop and ask what makes that yogurt better than, you know, just a standard basic yogurt with cultures in it. A lot of advertising typically makes it stand out, but a lot of times people don't look closely as to what makes something different. The name Dan and Company usually impresses a lot of consumers. It's standard products that they've been making for years. They have the Bifidus irregularis. It's a trademarked, supposedly, culture, bacterial culture, just like, you know, the typical ones that people are looking to pump up in their probiotics and stuff. But they've trademarked that and a couple of them. So these are lab-generated bacterial cultures. Okay? So they're not the kind that naturally occur in yogurt, you know, the enzymes in yogurts through, you know, process. So a Bifidus regularis and Alcacia immutis. These are the two with a trademark. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about them. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the proprietary bacterias in yogurt. That's right. New genetically engineered bacterias. That's what they are. They're trademarked. And you may be asking, well, what's wrong with the old bacterias? Nothing. It's a good question. Yogurt is made from a cultured milk and then purified natural cultures from the bacteria, like, lactose, bacillus, for instance, and the common strains of bacteria used in yogurt, acidophilus, you'll know that one. But, there's lots of different strains of these, good, healthy floras, bacterias. So our society has actually become a little bit brainwashed by a lot of creative marketing that we get kind of bored with the products, the tried and true standard ones. And so now we want to try something that's new and manufactured, so we'll try it, And a lot of people that have tried it don't like it. I've heard this for years. They don't like Activia. A lot of people say, I got stomach cramps. I got digestive upset eating that stuff, and I was supposed to help me. Uh-huh. Well, it's lab-generated. It's not nature-generated. And they've trademarked the bacterias that they've generated. So these are bioengineered cultured strains. Really don't have any advantage over the regular cultures that you find in natural yogurts. Unless you like the enhanced flavor profiles they stuck in them. Now, that's unless your palate, your taste buds are easily offended, then you'll probably go for that. So this is a proprietary bacteria, and the main target, really, they hit your taste buds first. And it's just a marketing gimmick. It's not really about being a digestive aid at all. So you have to admit that the marketing team came up with a campaign for Dannon Company. They were targeting the eighth grade mentality of the masses. And just look at this made up name that was given to the engineered bacteria, Regularis, like make sure you're regular. See? So it's all in the marketing profile there. So your digestive tract has 400 good healthy floras. It does include your acidophilus, of course. No yogurt is going to be able to replace all those bacterias in your digestive tract and balance it. So they're not designed to do that. So the clinical studies that Dannon came up with and some others touting that their trademark proprietary lab-generated engineered bacterias in these clinical studies helps regulate the digestive system is a bunch of nonsense. So why are people using Activia? Well, they think it's going to reverse their constipation. And they think they're going to achieve this reversal if they use the product for only 2 weeks, because typically that's what the advertising is saying. The other impression that advertisers are giving on this product is that it contains supposedly good bacteria, and the media is calling it a probiotic. So the word probiotic means for life, referring to living organisms, which, have a health benefit. Now, probiotics are promoted as being able to adjust the microflora to balance the good healthy bacteria in your intestines or directly affect body function, such as, digestive and immune system overall. So usually the yogurts that contain probiotics will say live and active cultures on the label. Again, no yogurt's going to have over 400 floras to help balance the digestive tract. Just not going to be there. So we're just peeking through the hype here, and you'll find a lot of endorsements for our new age bioengineered yogurts. And you also find, if you look close enough, that those who have gone down this road of Activia, the bioengineered road of yogurts, tend to hit a hard U-turn. Here is what one user of Activia said who didn't want to be identified. And there are, there's another one probably more or two that experienced something similar or worse, okay? Says, person wrote, warning, yes, I think Activia tastes great, excellent even. I love the vanilla flavor, but some people do not need more intestinal flora. I have a pretty unstable digestive system and thought, wow, this could help. It did make me go to the bathroom a lot, but it also caused extreme cramping and stomach discomfort. Maybe for your average person, it wouldn't cause any harm, but for me, it caused a lot of pain. I would just caution you, if you start feeling cramps, stop taking the yogurt. I thought there maybe was an adjustment period, and so I went the full 2 weeks with all this discomfort, but it just got worse. Like I said, some people with unstable digestive systems may already have too much active flora in their systems, and Activia might be more than you can take. End of quote. Well, yeah. So do your homework on your probiotics out there and your digestive floras. there really wasn't any human testing trials on the bioengineered yogurt cultures, okay? The public is the test case. Yeah, Activia. Think of Activia as a drug, and they just threw it into your dairy section just to see what happens to the public. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely not give Activia to infants or children. There's no way to anticipate the changes of what would happen to the natural digestive flora balance when you introduce a laboratory version of a bacteria. So, So, you know, some of the things that help with flora balancing, if we get, you know, if you get on antibiotics and sulfur drugs, tetracyclines, even fluoride, these chemicals disrupt that flora balance in our digestive system. So to help kind of regroup those floras, you know, kind of go more acid than alkaline, fermented foods like pickled beets, kimchi, sauerkraut helps, and cut out all the carbs because you might have an overgrowth of yeast if you had been on antibiotic therapies. So definitely think about what you're doing even with your yogurt out there. So, oh, and Frank, I think I'm going to save my topic on the antibiotics, the genetically modified antibiotics. We'll save that for next time. But I have a little segment here honoring garlic just for you. Garlic. Frank is our garlic man. He loves garlic. It's his answer to everything. And it's very broad spectrum. And that's why it works on so many things. A lot of people say, oh, it gives me bad breath. You know, garlic gives me garlicky breath. Well, then get some cloves. Put a clover in your mouth and chew on that. It'll get rid of the garlicky taste and aroma. It's a clove. Cloves is a, they put it in smoker's gum. So, you know, just gets rid of that aroma. So the Egyptians actually were big, big fans of garlic. They took oaths in the name of garlic, Frank. What do you suppose our politicians might take an oath in the name of garlic? Can we get them up there in Capitol Hill to, you know, lay their hand on a bowl of garlic bulbs? Take an oath there? Huh? Maybe to purify their thoughts. I don't know. The ancient Greeks gave garlic offerings to the gods. If they were given offerings, they used garlic. Greek herbal of Diacortes, there was an ancient book called the Greek Herbal Diacortes. And it says in this ancient book, this is so neat, garlic, if eaten, helps eliminate tapeworm and drives out urine, so it works like a diuretic. It goes on to say it is good against snake bites. Crush it and put it in wine. Good for snake bites, Frank. Always remember that. It's also good against the bite of rabid dogs. And it makes your voice clear, soothes coughing, if you got, you know, coughing attack. But you have to eat it raw or boiled if you want to calm the cough, clear up the voice. Opera singers probably know that. What do you think? Also, boil garlic with oregano, it says, and kills lice and bed bugs. So boil your garlic with oregano, and then I guess put it in a spray bottle and spray down the mattress or the sheets. I guess that's how you do it. It says also in this ancient Diacortes book, it clears the arteries. Garlic clears the arteries. And if you burn it and you mix it with honey, it heals white skin spots. White skin spots. Also, it says that it also heals herpes eruptions, liver spots, and leprosy and scurvy. Ooh. They say boil garlic with pine wood and with cloves to soothe a toothache. Apply it in the mouth. And for childbirth, they said, place the mother in a garlic sitz bath to bring forth the placenta, or to have the, if it, with female menstruation, in other words, if you're cramping, I guess, and having a problem. Hmm. Isn't that interesting? And that was translated from the Greek. That's what it was talked about, garlic. What do you think, Frank? Garlic's got, it's like, you know, the king of the herbs, I think. It's got such versatility. So what makes garlic so great that even the ancient Greeks and the Egyptians and all major empires, they wrote about it. All these major empires wrote about your famous garlic, Frank. Yes, Frank, I'm sure it does vanquish vampires. I'm sure it does. I can't read that on the air, Frank. I can't say that. I'm not going to say that. Anyway, obviously, Frank is a garlic fan. Now, garlic is one of those herbs that has a lot of power in it. It does. And it has a lot of things going on. Even science hasn't figured out what all the chemical mechanisms in garlic do. They want to make drugs out of it. That's why they always have been studying it for years. I'm going to say probably 50 years. So next time you wrinkle your nose because of the pungent aroma of garlic, remember that that pungent aroma is the property in garlic that has its medicinal power. That, you know, saves lives even. Garlic contains a lot of precious sulfur and selenium, which has enticed a lot of pharmaceutical companies to look into ways of using it to make some anti-cancer drugs from it, but they still haven't done so. So without sufficient sulfur in our body, we have trouble staying in shape and even functioning normally. So garlic is just full of sulfur. And sulfur helps proteins function properly in the body and also your amino acids to function. So garlic is an aid. It contains a lot of sulfur compounds, which affects all your connective tissues. See? So a myriad of health conditions can result if you don't have sulfur in the body. So garlic can save the day just by one thing, sulfur. So, let's see, for instance, your skin and your hair, they need the garlic's keratin compound to be healthy and to help the body, you know, make natural insulin. Also, if you burn skin or hair, it kind of smells like sulfur, doesn't it? Yeah. So your garlic is also going to help the body with, it's just the liver. It helps it make heparin and anticoagulant. And, also provides a lot of nutrition to the system to help you detox with. So, garlic is, if you're sulfur deficient, garlic is the way, in my opinion. Definitely. I know it's antibacterial, antifungal, viral. So it's one of those herbs I like to put with our immune formulas all the time if I can. We do have some immune formulas at Apothecary Herbs that don't have garlic because some people just either allergic or they don't like it. So you can, you know, you can get your echinaceas without garlic, but I like to add garlic if I can. It is just an amazing element to put in with to give a lot of synergistic energy to the other immune support herbs. Just amazing. So there are a few nutritional elements that are necessary in the body if you want to detoxify. Some foods and herbs help contain a lot of properties that have a lot of natural antioxidants built into them. So like if you have fish with garlic, okay, there's a rich source of selenium there, and that will inhibit an oxidation of fat in the system, which can lead to illness. So vegetables, cabbage, radishes, celery, cucumbers, all have selenium in them if they're obviously grown in mineral-rich soil. And when you have natural selenium, you're going to have an anti-cancer agent there. So our antioxidant defense mechanisms help detoxify your body. So a lot food is your medicine. So Hippocrates got it right. So without your selenium, your heart, your pancreas, your muscles, your immune system are too weak and they start to become damaged. So heart attacks are triggered by low selenium levels in the body. So studies have shown that junk food diets produce selenium depletion. So if you don't want a heart attack, don't eat junk food. So where do you get selenium if you want to get some intake? And let's say you don't want to look at garlic, that you don't like garlic. You can double your selenium by switching from eating white bread to whole grain bread, just like that. Yep. And brown rice has 15 times more selenium than white rice does. So selenium can be kind of like, you know, garlic, almost like a secret weapon against illness. So when you have some natural selenium in your system, you definitely have the upper hand when you want to reduce inflammation. It helps any of the vitamin E sources you're taking work more efficiently, as an antioxidant as well. So selenium and vitamin E, pretty much partners. So if you're expecting, let's say, a baby, if you're expecting mother, human breast milk has 6 times more selenium than cow's milk does, and the baby needs selenium. There's really no surprise that the lack of the human breast milk tends to suppress an infant's immune system, and it's weaker. So breastfeeding is by far going to help the infant out better. According to the immune system studies, we have more protection against viruses when we have adequate selenium in our system. Now, our thyroid is also healthier when we have selenium because it helps the thyroid convert the hormones that it manufactures. So you know, we're just a pile of minerals, and we got to make sure we get those back in because the body doesn't manufacture the minerals on their own. So you can do several healthy things for your body when you have natural sulfur and natural selenium, okay? So if you incorporate garlic, whole grains, fish into your lifestyle, you're going to have some really great protective impact there. You're also going to reap the benefits of getting some sulfur and selenium from those food sources, your herbal sources. So never think the basic things are non-important, because they are so very important. Now, you can check out a lot of the formulas at Apothecary Herbs. They do have some formulas with and without garlic. All the ingredients are listed there. So if you're not a big garlic fan, you can get the ones without the garlic in it. But I encourage you to, get some garlic. Get a big jar of minced garlic if you'd like, and throw that in your soups and your spaghetti sauces and your vegetable juice drinks. It's not just for garlic toast. You know what I mean? It's awesome to have. All right. Plus, you know, we're in cold and flu season. Frank, I'm sure you are just chucking down that garlic because the flu season's in big swing out here. All right, so we got a few minutes, and I just can't start a topic in just a few minutes. But let's just give you a little heads up and little snippets for what's coming on Thursday's show. We're going to be talking about some genetically modified antibiotics. So I want to read you this quote. This is from the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They said this back in June 2009. They say some antibiotic gene clusters are estimated that from one soil family of bacteria, they could produce 10,000 ingredients or molecules and use those to make antibiotics with. From that sample, there could be screened out 2,500 molecules that would make antibiotics, and such as 2,200 streptomycins, 125 tetracyclines, so on and so forth. So one in 100,000 of these bacterial clusters that they find these molecules, one in 100,000 would make a drug like vancomycin. One in a million would make erythromycin. And one in 10 million would make deptromycin, one of the newest antibiotics and pretty powerful ones. So they screen a lot of bacteria out there to see if they can. Now, remember, this show, we've talked to you that antibiotics are very basic. They're simple. They're not complex, whereas the immune system is very complex. Garlic's very complex to fight a lot of these bacterial infections. So this is why the bacteria have been able to defeat a lot of these antibiotics that were so simple in nature and in mechanism, I guess is the word, that they were able to defeat them. So here's another quote. It says, antibiotics are actually signaling molecules that happen to kill bacteria when applied at unnaturally high concentrations. Unnaturally high. So when the bacteria becomes resistant, it slices the messages of the antibiotic offers and then offers no protection. So, so the mechanism no longer works. That's simple. In short, we know little about the ecological role of molecules we call antibiotics. They know little about these things, and they dole them out like candy. And scientists think nothing of it, you know, to kind of just test it on the public. You know, we have to know. It's sort of like, you know, that's their, so they got like, you know, typically 1% of the microbes that they get in soil, that they like to cultivate in the lab to see if they can grow an antibiotic out of it. And a lot of the technology now is expanding those odds from like 1% to like 50%. So, you know, even though they're saying we don't have any antibiotic drugs that are going to be combating these drug-resistant bacterias, they've been working on some things, but we haven't heard much about what's going on some of them. So they've got a lot of engineering going on, a lot of technology now is in the mix with not only making drugs but delivering them, as we mentioned, redesigning red blood cells. So when we come back on Thursday, we're going to dive into the genetically modified antibiotics that they're working on and see what we can learn from that. But in the meantime, you have a lot of immune boosting herbs that help power up your natural immune response and code the infection that way and have your own antibody. I think that's highly more valuable. I do. Antibiotics don't allow you that opportunity for your immune system to do that. I can see by the clock we're so out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, cure any disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.